libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Tax the rich. We did. Now, God forbid the rich leave.
Well, imagine that would happen. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's a big, busy Wednesday. Stay safe. I know that that weather is just not nice, but we're thankful that you're with us today just the same. Kristen B. Tate is with us on Wednesdays. She gives us her Tate's take on any number of things. But the reason we played that soundbite for you, Kristen, is because that is Andrew Cuomo, who said he did exactly what everyone thought he was going to do. And lo and behold, people are leaving the state. You've written about this in your most recent piece for The Hill.
Yep, that's exactly right. So Cuomo was shocked about a surprise dip in tax revenue. Now there's a budget deficit. And he was shocked to learn that New Yorkers' high earners are fleeing the state. They were already fleeing the state, but the recent tax bill passed by Trump last year only sped up the exodus because, of course, now high earners can't deduct their state and local taxes. So New York is in a tough position, and right now people like Cuomo are blaming low-tax jurisdictions like Florida for stealing the residents from New York rather than asking, what is New York doing to cause this problem?
Well, that's the thing, Kristen. And these high tax Democrats never seem to learn. Like Ocasio-Cortez is defending her whole position on Amazon today. And I know you and I disagreed on the tenets of Amazon, but or the basic premise of it. But she's saying that she's ignorant of economic policy. She doesn't understand that there wasn't a $3 billion check of Treasury from the state of New York that they were going to give to somebody. And now she's also lost the jobs and the $27 billion in revenue that were going to come with it. It's like they push so hard for these positions and these policies that they hold, and then they're shocked when there's adverse consequences from them. And Andrew Cuomo, when he came to office, he was like, hey, I'll do the 10-year tax-free plan for new companies. Nobody bought that. And now everyone that's had the opportunity to has left because of the tax policies.
Yep, that's exactly right. Now, I will say, I think the Amazon deal is sort of different because New York has become increasingly reliant on giving targeted subsidies, really corporate subsidies, to large companies because the political and economic environment just doesn't make a lot of sense for many corporations. Last year, I think New York gave out more than $10 billion in targeted subsidies to corporations, which is more than any other state. So they're really using those subsidies. And yes, tax breaks are subsidies as a crutch to offset the many downsides, both economic and cultural downsides, of being in New York. But in the case of Amazon, they decided, hey, it's still not worth it for us. This is too hostile an environment. So I think Amazon probably saved itself a big headache. I mean, there was a day, Kevin, when every major company had to have a presence in New York City, but those days just have gone.
Sure.
The prestige of being in New York has dropped, and as that's happened, the state has just relied more and more on these subsidies, but it's increasingly not working.
Well, the challenge there is going to be what you said about Cuomo's position. If you have taxed the rich as much as you can and they are leaving, you cannot tax the remainder of the citizenry enough to make up for the shortfall. So something has to give. There's going to have to be a fundamental change in how the government views what it does in New York State. And Kristen, that looks like a lot of pain for a lot of people in the days to come.
You're exactly right. And meanwhile, as the state is increasingly reliant on taxing high earners, the number of people who aren't paying into the system has exploded. Under de Blasio, over the last year, we have 13,000 new people in New York City who are reliant on city welfare and other forms of government welfare. So we have an exploding class of people who are not paying into the system in New York. And then, of course, the mayor also has proposed a universal healthcare system in New York City, too, that would benefit illegal immigrants. And meanwhile, they're becoming increasingly reliant on taxing high earners who are fleeing. So it's a very bad situation. And I hope the constituents in New York will be smart enough to vote these tax and spend liberals out of office. The best part of removing the SALT deductions is that these states are now being held accountable for high taxes.
Exactly.
They get away with high taxes for a long time because their constituents were writing those state and local taxes off on their federal tax returns. But now they're being held accountable for their taxing.
Well, and the interesting thing about that, Kristen, is that you're exactly right on this level that there should have been, from the beginning of the tax reform debate, this kind of realization that New York, New Jersey, California, Washington State, that these places had been basically double dipping with their residents, making them pay twice as much. They tried to blame it on Trump. They may have been successful on some level of blaming it on Trump. But the real problem is you're spending more money than you can take in on the state level, and you can't continue to do that. You can't promise the world. And it's not even good for you to.
Right. No, that's exactly right. So the only hope, I think, for New York City to grow its economic activity in terms of corporations and high earners is to make a more sustainable business environment, which means getting rid of the red tape, slashing taxes, and making life more enjoyable and affordable for not just high earners, but
right.
middle-class families as well. I think this exodus will continue.
What they fail to realize is if they did slash taxes and you created an environment in which all businesses paid less taxes, and maybe you got to the point where, like in some states, businesses don't pay any taxes, you would attract such ferocious activity. Like, there would be such a voracity to the amount of companies that would want to come, because there's still a prestige to doing business in New York. But you go this other route and you're just bankrupting everybody.
Yep. And as the high earners flee, I'm telling you, the prestige is going to continue to drop. It, especially with technology, you really don't have to be in New York anymore. So people are searching for greener pastures where they can save more of their money and have a better quality of life.
It's a very tough reality that New York faces. Kristen B. Tate wrote about it in The Hill. You should check that out. You should also check out her most recent book, How Do I Tax Thee? A Field Guide to the Great American Ripoff. You paying hidden taxes all over the place. She exposes how. Kristen, thanks for Tate's take, and we'll talk to you again next week. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.